From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, March 7th. Elections have become politicized recently, with skeptics casting doubt on the integrity of the voting system. That's despite there being no evidence of widespread election fraud. But Californians do have the right to observe the counting of ballots, as long as they abide by the rules and do not disrupt the process. Joanna Franciscat is the Assistant Registrar of Voters for Shasta County.
How observation works here on election night is we have people that wish to observe the process. They will check in, and then we'll take them to an area where they can see what's going on as our staff examine ballots and tabulate ballots.
While early election results have been rolling in since Tuesday night, local election officials have 30 days after the election to count ballots and send their results to the California Secretary of State's office. That office has 8 days to certify those results, making them official. And we'll have more on Shasta County elections, issues surrounding voting, democracy, and the county's place in statewide politics coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, Proposition 1, the statewide ballot measure that would fund mental health initiatives, may eke out a win in a tight race. As of 5 this morning, The Washington Post reports the yes vote is pulling ahead by less than a percent, with just 52% of the total votes in the state counted. The measure aims to direct billions of dollars toward building housing and mental health facilities in the state. But as NSPR previously reported, it comes at the expense of some local mental health services. Voter Ralph Daly went to the Butte County Hall of Records in Oroville yesterday to vote no on Proposition 1. He says it's a waste of resources.
It's just a big joke, and all it is they're going to use up more tax money.
Oroville residents Ashley Renee Green and Jesse Matthew Davis say that it's the most important issue on the ballot this election.
We were hoping that that will get passed so we can get more buildings made for the homeless.
Yeah,
and
more
stuff.
Help for them, and especially here in Oroville.
Yeah,
it's a pretty
definitely.
Bad problem.
Voters in Butte and Shasta counties are so far rejecting Proposition 1. Also in Butte County, many voters say first and foremost, they cast their ballots to weigh in on the presidential primary. When asked why she came out to vote, Valerie E. Nuss in Paradise says she wants Biden to win the Democratic nomination.
What do you see as kind of like the most important item on ballot this election season?
That Biden wins.
Voter Delbert Sullins came to vote at the Butte County Hall of Records with his girlfriend. He says he just wants to vote Biden out.
But I'm not for Biden whatsoever. Everyone's poor now because of Biden.
He cast his vote for Trump in the presidential primary. Several voters said illegal immigration and the economy were the top issues motivating them to vote. The Associated Press reports both Trump and Biden won their party's nomination in the California primary. And in Chico, by unanimous vote, the city council this week took the final step needed to annex a 20-acre parcel in North Chico and allow development there. The currently unincorporated area at the intersection of Highway 32 and East Avenue will be the future home of the Orchard Creek Estates. The council initially approved the plan last month. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the decision was made without discussion or public comment. It must next be approved by the Butte County Local Formation Commission, or LAFCO. And finally, in Shasta County, issues surrounding voting, democracy, and the county's place in statewide politics were front and center in the minds of many voters. NSPR's Alex Stutzen has more on the items on the ballot there and how voters felt about key issues.
It was cold and constantly drizzling in Redding on the last day of polling for the March primary election. There were several issues voters cited as important to them. One, Measure D, would designate the county as a charter county if approved. Charter counties are allowed to make limited changes to policy, usually decided by the state. In Shasta County's case, the proposed charter would allow the Board of Supervisors to appoint a new member or call for a special election to fill vacant seats on the board. Those in favor of the measure wanted to make sure that decision did not fall to the governor. Some voters, like Ashley Crum, hope that becoming a charter county will help local politics reflect the needs of the area.
I think that if we vote, you know, to have specific people, and that they should have the right to decide for our area, not Newsom.
Others, like Michelle Miner, who opposed the charter measure, worry it could increase tensions between the county and state governments.
I don't think that the county should supersede you know, what the state is doing. That sounds like a recipe for civil war and other types of disaster.
Tensions between the county and the state rose last year after the Board of Supervisors terminated its contract with Dominion Voting Systems and began pursuing a hand-counted manual tally to count election ballots. This was in response to unfounded claims of voter fraud. Shortly after, the state passed Assembly Bill 969, which banned manual tallies in elections in areas with more than 1,000 registered voters. The battle surrounding voting was also a pivotal issue for voters in District 1, who were able to vote on whether to recall their supervisor, Kevin Cry. He was one of the board members who voted to end the county's voting system contract.
I wanted him to be elected to serve for us.
That's Ashley Crum, who voted for Cry in the last election and voted against his recall.
And I feel like it's pretty cruddy that he gets elected, wins the election, and then some people don't like that, and they decide to do a recall on him.
Voters who did vote to recall Cry, like Jessica French, cited ongoing friction in the county around the ways elections are held.
Really what turned the tables for me was when he decided to vote with the rest of them to get rid of the Dominion voting machines. And it was just chaos.
French dropped her ballot off at a drop box in Palo Cedro before heading to the elections office downtown to observe the election. Well, sort of. She went to observe the other observers.
I trust the system here, but I know that there are people that don't, and I just wanted to help people feel at ease and not be so stressed out.
She wasn't the only person observing the election in case tensions rose. Nathan Blaze said he was there for the same reason.
Especially in the last couple elections we've had, there have been a number of people who have tried to come out and harass our election staff, intimidate them, and I feel that I'm someone that can come and observe those people and display their behavior so that they don't do that and that they allow the election staff to actually do their job.
Despite the tension, local election officials are committed to doing their jobs and ensuring a fair and free election. They now have just under 30 days to count, verify, and audit ballots and send their results to the California Secretary of State's office. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
As of the latest preliminary results this morning, both the recall of Kevin Cry and Measure D were close, with around 53% of voters choosing to recall Cry and about 53% of voters in favor of making Shasta a charter county. And those are your headlines for Thursday, March 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.